So we're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Samach Vav, the halachas of Eruv for a Chatzer. Sif Tes is the last word on page 462. In, as we continue in Dafir Shlamet Beis of Aleph, Echad Mnei HaChatzer, if one of the people of the courtyard, Roitzalit and Paspash Vokulam. So we were speaking about that, that's what Eruv is, everyone joins and puts their food in the same bayis. Let's say one person wants to get bread for all of them instead of collecting from every individual. Shabbat, I mean, that's okay. But that, as long as she's a candle to him, that he gives over the acquisition to them like the acha through someone else. And when he merits it through that person. So like even a karkatepach has to lift it off the ground, a handbreadth. To all the people of the courtyard or of the mabe. And for anyone who will be added on from this day, that will join them from this day forward. Even if it doesn't explicitly give over the rights to those that will end up joining them, let bez masnalem, the court's intention has it automatically incorporates that. Now, when the taste of the urine la achish and smite even asher. Now, what happens if dwellers get added on after that the Erev was diminished from the measurement? So, then you have to add on because of that. Says Mishbru Sivkat and Memchas. We said if one of the people of Chatzah wants to give from his own bread, Bishul Kulam for them all, a fellow Shalabith name, even not in front of them, Sivkat and Memchas, we said that's okay. As long as he gives over their rights through someone else, that has to be a third party. Now, the Atzmak is through himself. Any Ochel Zakhsam, he can't be married to them. Because much be yod, as long as it's in his own hand, but yod Timishus, he hasn't left his own domain. How was he given to them that it should be from their contribution too? Sivkot and Don. Now, as long as he's Mizaka to them, Adi Acher, through someone else. Dainu that is Shayemele, should tell that third party, Kabul Pazza, received this bread, it was a Keba, and married in it, Lechob Bnei Chatzar, all the people of the courtyard, and he's going to think with his picking up for them all. Even though they didn't make him an agent for this, one could marry for another person, even though he's not aware, not in front of him. But because look, man, automatically he's like their agent. When he's in it, so he has to lift her from the ground. Tefach a handbreadth. But even according to the ones who say, that the kinyan, the acquisition of lifting up something, is not acquired in less than three handbreadths. Here, by the halachas of Eber, which is they were lenient to say about tefach and tzanav, lifting it up a handbreadth. Because of Tazra, he's doing then something is a manichala erva yodat luba aver, that if he puts it to the Erev on his hand, it's suspended in the air. So should be the tefach, he starts to lift up his hand, the tefach, and be Allah the mazchel tzarech. Sivkot and Nundes, and as Mzakit to all the people of the Chatzor of the Mavri, and Luchomisha Yutosim Yemzeb Elech, and to anyone that will be joining them from this day forward. Because they like it, if he doesn't do this, Lepalamim, at times, Yutosim Yem, more people will move in. Be Astral, they make it forbidden on them, actually, until they add them on them. Because Mechavan, the Lamed Chilbet, if he initially had intent for them, bless them, but they were not bothered by this. The Shish, they sued this because the measurement of 2 meals worth, Man Efela Olaf, works even for 1,000 people. Like we see later on, the submission some Samaches, Sivkot and Nun Gimel. But Yeshem, some say, Shavapi Bechulu, that even though it doesn't explicitly have a mind for them, it's automatically stipulated from Bez. Halosha Mekutzer, the wording is abridged. The Mekadim, because from the primary halacha b'vadei enikein, most definitely it's not like that. Other b'zmanenu, rather in our time, the Yeshlisman, as one could rely on this, since our custom is to leave the air for the whole year, so we could presume that we have in mind, also for people that will be added on throughout the year. Because, you know, over a period of a year, that's definitely something that's a possibility. In contrast, when they used to do it every single Shabbos, that's what it means to say. But in our times, that we were presuming like that. Sipkat nun dal. And if the new residents get added on after the Erev was diminished from the measurement, so you have to add on because of them. Because maybe this, the Chacham did not say the shiur b'kol shu, that as long as start over the right amount, even if it diminished, as long as you have a minute amount, the remnants is enough for the minute amount. Maybe they only said that only by those that were there at the beginning of placing in the Erev. But Zachu, as and then they merited, so that will still remain. Aval Elu, Shalahoya, Betchila, Sanachas, but these that weren't there in the beginning when he placed it. Zachu, as they didn't merit then. Rakim Zechim B'Shoshay Tais, with the only meriting when they get added on. But Kimin B'Shoshay, since at this time, Kavan Nivchas Mishur, it's already diminished from its measurement. And Kim, if that's the case, the Evshalom Liskas, they cannot merit him. At times, for this reason, the man is not effective. Afim Yasin Mefersh, even if he explicitly stipulates, Lucham Mishur Tais, whoever's going to be added on, Vincham Eitzah, and there's no really a good idea, Rakshat Tzorach Lishma, you just have to protect Shibay Tamash Shish Tais, because it always has the measurement of 2 meals worth. The Sharatin Eis Memdal brings from the Rajmer Tfa, and they don't write this far definitely, just they're not sure about this. Mechaber is stringent regarding this Misvek. And Simkhan Memhei is, they say that this is not like the Taz at the end of Simishan Tanachas, but explicitly not by Tzakhaydish. Sif Yud continues the Mechaber. So, okay, so when you are being Mezakit to them through someone else, which actually the Dishra 68 brings an introduction. The source of this halacha is a Gemara in Erev Nevi'im Tesmah base. The person can be mezakeh the Erev through his adult sons and daughters, but not through his minor sons and daughters, because their hand, so to speak, their possession is like his hand, his possession. And how to qualify who's called a gadol and a katan regarding this? The Gemara B'Metzia Daf Yud Beis means regarding the metzia, when a child finds something. If they're katanim, so metzia belongs to the father. If they're gedolim, if they're adults, so to speak, then it belongs to them. If a gadol is someone that is independent, he's not dependent on his father's table, even though he's a child of age, and such a minor is someone who's dependent on his father's table, even if he's an adult age. That's Rabbi Yechon holds. Shmuel holds that no, it depends on age. A gadol is literally what we call a gadol is age of over bar mitzvah, let's say. And a minor is someone who's minor of age. In this sif, in this paragraph, this machlikas rishonim, how to qualify gadol and katan regarding Erev, is dependent on the machlikas amirum regarding mitzvah. So that's what Mechaber says. When a person is giving rights of, he's donating the bread for everyone, and he's doing it through someone else, he should not do the zikui through his adult, through his minor sons and daughters, this katanim, the minor sons and daughters, even if they're not reliant on him, even though they're independent financially. And not through his non-Jewish slaves and maid servants. But he could be mezaket through his adult sons and daughters, even if they're financially dependent. And through his Jewish slaves and maid servants, even if they're minors. But the ishtim, and through his wife, even though he gives her provisions, even if she doesn't have her own house in the courtyard. Yasham, some say, no, he cannot be mezakeh, he cannot give over the acquisition through his children that are financially dependent, even if they're, you know, chronologically adults, and not through his daughter, even if she's not dependent on him financially, as long as she did not become a begaris, an adult stage. In physiologically, below the ishtoi shemal mazayin, and neither through his wife that he's providing for her financial needs. Or if he's telling it, see my sidach b'mzaneseich, he says, go take your earnings and use it to feed yourself. And even if she has a house in the courtyard, alvo mazak as we get into mitbeis adem benoi she'ena samach shalchanai, but he could be mazak through his son that's not financially dependent. Afilu katan, even if he's a minor. Or they beat the Shabagra, or through his daughter that became a Begeris. That's like approximately age 12 and a half. And she's not financially dependent. But the Ishtar Yishayin Malam Zayin is through his wife that he doesn't give her food. Even if she doesn't have her own house in the courtyard. Now look at Tchila initially. It's good to be concerned for the opinion of both of these. Afterwards, possible. Hagah says Ramah, but after the fact, we rely on the words of the lenient opinion regarding the lochas of Erev. So to an adult that has a wife, even though he's financially dependent on his father, he can mezaka through him. That's a great Sashriya and the great Smak and the Kol. But if you look at Tchila even initially, and you don't have to notify to those there his mezaka market to them before Shabbos, Shabbos, as long as he lets them know on Shabbos, Mutal Talta is permitted to them to carry with this Erev, says the Kalba. Says the Mishbrua, Sivkatan Nunhei. So he said that when you mezaka to them through someone else, should not be mezaka adi benoi bita ketanim, through his minor children. Because their hands is like his hand. If that's the case, he really never left his possession to be mezaka to them. Sivkat nun vav. And this is even if they're not smucha shal al shachanei. And below they avde b'chulu, and not through his non-Jewish slaves and maidservants. Gamkin also, because the hand of a slave is like the hand of the master. It's considered the same possession. Has never yet left his possession by giving it to them to be zeicher for others. Sivkat nun zayin. But you can mezaka through b'nai bita hagedolim, his adult children. Afilahim smuchim, even if they're financially dependent. Now, v'afgav d'bayif and zeh. Although in such a case, mitzias and lavien, what they find goes to their father. Kamavur ebechesh mishpat simri shayin zein el mishum eber. That's only because of it could cause hatred. Shleim them zayin is we don't want him to stop beating them, if what they find goes to themselves. But in our situation, that the father actually wants that they should be, so to speak, independent, that their hands, that he could then be mezakah to others through them, they could be zeicha, they could acquire it, since they're adults, but they do have their own independent hand. And through his Jewish slaves and maidservants too, afilim ketanim, even if they're minors. Even though a minor cannot acquire for others in all situations, here by the halach of Eiv, which is the only rabbinic, they were lenient regarding one slave and maidservant. But they didn't want to be lenient, only by his slave and his maidservant, but not regarding his minor children, because there, literally, their hand is like his hand. Sivkatan nun tes. And by the ishtoi through his wife, even though he gives her food, because the kishnoisin law, acher matana, because when someone else gives her a gift, amanashi in labala b'shuspa, on the condition that her husband has no rights, mahani, that's effective. Hadid the ishtoi yod liskas last month. So you see that she does have her own hand to acquire for herself. So then same thing is the yochel azaka, so yod lachim, that he can be mazaka through her for others. Sivka and samach, b'afili in labayis, even if she doesn't have her own house in the courtyard. So dakat ha'lishna, he picks this wording, lafuke miman dam gemara, coming to exclude from the one that says in the gemara, the davke echad yeshla la'atzma bayis b'chatzer sh'achilisham, that specifically where she has for herself a house in the courtyard where she eats over there. Other meaning, then we say, oh, migoy, since the mahani aschiyah be'er b'shvil beis, since the acquiring of the eruv works for her because of her own house. So mahani nam alazak is lachem be'er b'shvil b'teim, so it also helps to mezaka for others in the eruv because of their homes. As I'm saying, though, even without that, not like the aman damar, it's still going to work. Sivkan Samachal. Now, the Yesh Eimer B'chulu. Then you have the Yesh Eimer. Srilu, they hold the Dami Eib Lin Mitzia, that we compare the Halacha of Eib to the Halacha of Mitzia. That is, when you find the lost object. The Cholecha, the Srilu, and Lin Mitzia, wherever we hold regarding a Mitzia, they only have the Atzmai, that person does not have their own independent hand, B'shaykh Levin, and that what it belongs to their father. Or when a woman finds a mitzvah and it belongs to her husband, who had in the same thing would apply to an Arab, they don't have their own independent hand, but and has not left yet his domain. So that's how you can understand Sivka and Samach Beis, that he cannot be Mizaka, through his sons and daughters that are financially dependent, even if they're actually adults. What it means to say is, and the same thing was. He said, not through his daughter, even if she's not financially dependent, because that meaning la'achsha bagra. Meaning to say that after she became bagir, the yitzel chadav l'shutza, that you know, for all practical purposes, she left his domain. Even so, kibitches mochal shalchanai, when she is financially dependent, mitzias labi, and what she finds goes to her father. Gamli in the erev and liyalatzma. So also regarding erev, she doesn't have her own independent hand. That's what we say. Sivkat zemach gimel, that this is. Even if she's not financially dependent because Mashle Bagra, then that's in the other way. Even if you're not financially independent, because as long as she's a minor, does Shaykh Mitzvah Slavia, then anyways her Mitzvah goes to her father. Sivka and Samagdal, then not through his wife, if Shemala Mazayin, to be feeding her because as Mitzvah Slavala, then what she finds goes to her husband. Since he feeds her, he has the rights to her Mitzvah. Sivka and Samachay, or he tells her, look, take your earnings and go pay for your own food. So where it's sufficient her earnings to give, you know, provide for her needs. what she needs for assessments, because the ein misapik lemazayin. If it's not sufficient, ein mitzias labal, then her mitzia does not go to her husband, and she would be able to keep that. So it is sufficient. Then he's you know that would be an equivalent case of when he's feeding her. Sifkan samachvav v'afil yesh labayis, and even if she has a house in the courtyard. That's where she eats the food where her husband gives her. He would have thought to say, since she acquires rights in this Eir itself because of her own house, she would also marry in the Eir for also for others. That's what we're saying, that no, even that's not going to work. But the reason is because the truth is for herself, because she doesn't need an Eir at all. Because she's drawn after her husband because of whatever he does. She's drawn after that. We'll see later on the Simcha 9 above. And therefore, like a migger, that we don't have a migger, which the Sharet Zion Eisman Beis says this from Beis Yisrael in the Rosh, which is a little bit difficult, because in truth, it's not really so clear that Allah is like a Yudim Seir or like a Yudim Bava. It's just because of Suffolk, we hold like the opinion of both of them to be leaned by Erev. And if that's the case in our situation where it comes at a Chumrah, maybe say the opposite, Allah is Yudim Bava that says forbidden by women. If that's the case, you would need for the Erev, and then it would apply a migger regarding to Mimzaka to others. But that's a little bit of a difficulty that he has. Sivkot and Samach Zayin. But you could be Mazaka through his son that's financially independent, Afilahu Katan, Sivkan Samazan, even if he's a minor. Kim the Lin Mitzia sins regarding a Mitzia. Yeshli Yad Liskas Latzma, he has a hand to acquire for himself. Kishainu Samach al Shulchanov when he's not reliant financially on his father. Sivkan Samaches. Or through his daughter Shabagra that already became Begeres, already 12 and a half, in this Mukhan, she's not financially dependent on him. What do you mean? He has dafka b'ayvan zeh, specifically in such a case, because v'lika de rishayin, and not like the first minister Israel that holds the kshabago when she becomes an adult. Even when she is financially dependent, mizak al yada he could acquire through her. And v'chim malik de ishli. So regarding the case of through his wife, that we're saying dafka yechashayin malam mazaynis, that this v'yashem holds specifically only if he doesn't give her food. Does mitzias la'atzma, then the mitzia goes to herself, which is the criterion according to the second opinion, below the bala, and not her husband, then he can do an erev through her. And the Ketchila said the Mechaber to be concerned for both opinions where it's possible. Sivkan Samach Tas, the Masad, but the Yavid, we rely on Dira Mekel Be'erev regarding the Alin opinion regarding the halachas of Erev. Ritzlev, what it means to see has been cut in Ve'en Samachal Shachandi. So whether it's an age minor, but he's financially independent, a Gadol Afshah Samach, or an adult, even if he's financially dependent, you could do it through them. Through his wife, even though he does give her food, so therefore he gets the mitzia. But yeah, but they're all going to work. So too, a gadol, sheyeshli isha b'chul, that has a wife, etc. Meaning, so he does everything independently. So he's a married man. So he doesn't do it based on his father. Even though he's financially dependent, you can mizake through him. And the ain't tzarich ledia. You don't have to notify those that you know before Shabbos. You could just let them know on Shabbos. And the reason is the zachal on Shabbos b'fana, because you could acquire do something positive for someone even without his awareness. The halacha and the maschil tzarich like be in the karka tefach. So if you mizake through someone else, you have to lift it up from the ground, a tafak. So it's a ligma shabura, sevkon nanal, what we wrote in the name of the Taz, which, same thing is, if in his ear, in his hand, hanging in the ear, he has to lift up his hand, the tafak. Truth is, this halach is not so simple in all cases, because if the air was totally put in his hand, he doesn't have to elevate it at all, because his hand acquires without the reason of Magba, as brought in Taisin Ksuba Deflam et Alas. That's in the Sivis, Cheshemishpet, Kav Tzadeh Chesed Beis, says, look over there, if not, that it's sticking out from his hands on the sides, then it doesn't acquire from the Lacha of Avri Yod, of the airspace of his hand, only because of Hagba elevating from his force, and then you would have to lift it up at Tefach, where the Nesivis writes over there. Look at the Sivis in the Rabbi Magid, that they bring, that according to Pirsha Ram, the Goyim, and the teaching of Rav Yehuda, even the place that's not applicable, Zechiyah and Akna, a qua acquisition. For example, let's say in a place where the air is from all of them, you'd have to position the vessel, the air is placed inside of it in a place elevated from the ground by a hand breath, so that it should be separated from the other vessels in the courtyard, and it's good initially to be concerned for their words, says the Eilat Shabbos. Says the Bialacha, according to my humble understanding from the Tesefta that it's brought in Rashi, there's no steer to the Shita, because the Brice is talking only regarding Hagbah to acquire. And so you should know that according to this opinion, it's not mentioned at all the leniency in the Gemara regarding Hagbah to be mezaka that it's not for the tefach, and it's possible that you could say that regarding being zeichah for the people of the mother, you would have to lift up three tefachim. That just sounds even the wording of Rabbi Yehonasan, like our words, however, in truth, there's anyways two opinions in the Chesh Mishpah, Kov Tzadiches, and Ervin rely to be lenient like the second opinion that a tefach is enough. Then maschavat the abdei b'chulu v'asalim kitanim, you can mezaka through his Jewish slaves, even if they're minors. And the same thing is, if a person has a malamed, a teacher, or a sefer scribe, or yassam, or orphan, that it eats on by his table, even if he eats for free, so the Pishnel Rabbi, you can mezaka through them also. Some of the dishes. Dish number 62. If the people from one building or one neighborhood don't rely on the communal air, and they make an air for themselves in their courtyard, the Sefer Chachmas Levi writes that you should mezaka to all the inhabitants within the perimeter of the kasher mechitzas. In that case, the erev takes effect. There's no concern of splitting his erev because no man of shach. If all the mechitzas of the city are kasher, because that's what he's saying. He's saying you're doing it mechitzak shares, so then the erev takes effect in the whole city. And if they're not kasher, so only the erev of their chatzah takes effect, and the communal erev is not taking effect. We discussed this previously in Sivkot Lama Gimel. The Rebbe does an additional Erev, for whatever reason, that would be effective according to everyone. Dish number 63. So he said, you should say, receive this bread, and mezeichav all the pizza people of the chatzar. Now, so too, if you want to mezeichav through other kinyanim, for example, it's a kinyan sudur, by giving a kerchief, or kinyan agav, acquiring through acquisition of something else, Aruch HaShulchan writes, you can do that, and it's considered like their shliach to be zeicha. Dish number 64 said over here by Erev, with molinit, so yeah, picking up a tefach will be enough. Now, regarding the gedder of this kinyan, the Netziv and Hemik Shela writes, it's not logical that regarding Erev HaChatzeris, the Rabbanu molinit, and the Masak, and the new kinyan of lifting up a tefach. It's just by Erev HaChatzeris, the Chum did not require a full-fledged kinyan with bread. It's not with just being zeicha that his friend should not be permitted to take from him without his will. And for that, it's enough with picking up a tefach. On the other hand, the Marsham and Dastar proves in the words of Rosh, those regarding Erev HaChatzeris, you have to have a full-fledged kinyan, and Tributary Levi rejects his words. Dish number 65 said you have to lift up his hand to tefach. Now, even if his hand is already lifted up three tefachim from the ground, sounds like from the Taz, you have to lift it up another tefach, and it's not enough that it was already lifted up from his force three tefachim. And that's written in Emri Bina. On the other hand, Tributary Levi Nazarites, he proves from the words of Ritva that Hagbah that's done by default is also effective, and also it's lengthy to prove in Shuvah's Chalkis Yaiv. Now, if he picked it up through his Koyach, for example, let's say the bread was placed on a board, and he shaked the board until he got elevated the bread a tefach, Aruch HaShulchan writes, that's considered Hagbah, as brought in Shulchan Aruch and Chesh Mishpat Rish Samach Tes. Now, if the bread does not stick out on the side, rather it's all above the ishpes of his hand, B'Alacha writes in the Masal Tzorch, and name this, he was a Mishpat, that he's acquiring because of Yad, the Kinyah of Yad, and you don't have to do Hagbah at all. Verse number 66. So he said, when you mechaven on them from the beginning, even though they're going to end up moving in later, that's not a problem. Now, to mezaka to a cotton that's only born after when they were mezaka the Erev, the Tshuva Rashba writes that you cannot be mezaka them. However, he doesn't make the Erev forbidden because he's drawn after his father and his mother who live over there. Tshuva Ginnis Rodden writes that the Erev takes effect even on the cotton, even on the baby that's born after the Zikr, that because when it's necessary, the Lev Bezdin, the courts, the Jewish courts, stipulate to make the one who cannot be Zeicha as if he is Zeicha, as if he does acquire specifically Erev, which is Rabbanan, Chum, we're not going to be stringent, only to be lenient. Now, to mezaka the Erev to a non-Jew or a slave, that's permitted for him to carry after he converts or he gets freed, Aruch HaShulchan writes that the Zikr is not effective, because the halacha is like something that's what's called Shalei B'la Oilam, didn't come to the world yet, where they're considered after the Geris or after the Shechar, like a different body. He adds in that according to Tyson Kisubit, if not Chesim Eveiz, it's possible to mezaka them, because they're considered a little bit like as if they're already here, because their body's already here. There's number 69. We said that the children's hand is like his hand, if that's the case, never left his domain. Now, if his son or daughter that are minors have their own house in that courtyard, The Chumash brings that the Ezra is not sure if he can zaka the Eiv through them, because of the Chumigi de Zachal Nafsha, since they could acquire for themselves, Zachal Malachvin, they also could acquire for others. Chariot's Toma, when they're not financially dependent on their father, because if they are, then they don't have to give a portion of the Eiv, it's burden Shachalach later on, Shinayin and Sifhei, so therefore then you wouldn't have the Migud. Verse number 70, Mishpur said, even though in such a case where the Metziah goes to the father, still they're adults. In other words, the first opinion holds that even according to Rabbi Yechanan, the regarding Metziah that he holds, that it's not considered as a katan gadol based on age, rather it depends if they're financially independent or not. But regarding Rabbi Chatzeris, it depends on age. And now that's what Mishnah Berurah comes to explain, the reason of the difference. That's the Beis Yosef answers the steer in the words of the Rambam, that an Erev and he passes like Rabbi Yechanan, that a gadol means literally a gadol, an adult, and he can be zakat the Erev through the gadol, even though he's financially dependent. Whereas regarding Metziah, Paskins, that a gadol at Semech HaShulchan Av, his Metziah goes to the father, says, yeah, because it's not the same thing. Dish number 71. Shabur says, by Erev, which is Rabbanan, so they were leaned by Avdi Vishav Chase. That's the brother in the Gemara, Gidnaf Semech Talmud, Bezer, regarding Shidubim Avayis, taking Mizakah through his Jewish maidservant that it did not even bring two pubic hairs because Shetubim Avayis Rabbanan. And that's how the Kolbe writes regarding Erev of Tavshilin, Deki Mizaka, when you have to be able to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Deki Mizaka through Abdi B'Shav Chasa, even that their mind is because they're caught in Gibizeich of others by something that's regarding rabbinic law. Just number 72, Mishmur said, coming to exclude from the one who says in the Gemara that Dafka, where she has her own house in the courtyard, because Allah is like Rabbani Kadush Nam Chavgimel Beis, that's akin for a woman without her husband, and therefore the woman can be Zakat Erev, even when she does not have a house in that courtyard. That's how Magim writes, that only regarding Erev, the Rabban were, they were leaning to passing like Rabban. However, regarding other things, Allah is actually like a mayor, there's no kin for a woman without her husband, that's how Shochanar passing Yerodir Rish Chabez, there's no kin for a woman without her husband. My mother explains a different way, what's the reason why they were leaning to passing like Rabban regarding Erev? Dish number 73, which says that Sivkan Samach Gimel, so if she's not a begaris, then her Metziah goes to her father. The reason is so that there shouldn't be hatred between them, and that he'll marry her off to a Menubal Mokashchin, as the Gemara says, Ksuvdav Memhei. The Besisvitz agrees on the tour, the Paskins, that he can Mzaka through his daughter that's not financially dependent. Over the Beis Meir writes, the Torah is speaking out specifically in the case that the daughter got married and got divorced, so she left his domain, and he cannot marry her off, and therefore Metziah does not go to her father, and therefore he can Mzaka through her. The Erev, but it's not a stira. It's a, he would agree to that, the halacha. Dish number 74 said that the truth is the woman herself does not need an Erev at all because she's drawn after her husband. And if the husband gives her money for her own food and he doesn't give her literally bread, Beis Yosef writes that there's no difference regarding this in all situations. Her house does not need an Erev. Disagrees with this on Tesis and Erev and Avayin Tesis and Abayis. Dish number 75, we said that the Mechaber said that you could do it through a son that's financially, according to the Yashem, financially independent, even if he's a katan. Now, the shear of a katan that you can mizaka through, and the Yishalmi proves that it's when he reaches what's called the age of pu'utais, like a young child. With the Gemara Gidlav Samachdal, it seems that the shear is when he reaches the age of what's called tsur bezorka, eggers v'nightly. That he's smart enough to throw away a pebble, but smart enough to take a nut. Dish number 76, grandchildren that are financially dependent that eat on their grandfather's table, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that you could be mezakeh through them because they don't have the halacha of smocha v'ashulchanai. Dish number 77, so the Rama had said, but the Eved, we rely on the words of the Mekel by the halacha of Erev. Now, there are cases that we don't go after the lenient opinion by Erev. Number one, the Russian Erevin brings in name Maram, that only by Machlekes Tanoim they will go after lean halacha by Erevin, not by Machlekes Maram. And continuation of his words, he brings that Maram proves that the opinion of Ben Hananel is that even by Machlekes Maram will go after lean opinion by Erev. The Rosh resolves towards the Ben Hananel, it seems that he agrees with him, and there's the Rosh Ben, the Ritva, right? Number two, he also writes about the name Maram that only by the halacha of Ruba Chatzeris will go leanedly, but not by the halacha of Mechitzis, and that's the Rosh Ben Ritva, right? However, the Rosh himself writes that also by Mechitzis will go after lean opinion. Number three, the Vilna Gaon writes that according to Maram and the Rosh, we go after lean opinion by Erevin, even by a Yachid opposite Rabbim, according to the Rif and the Ram, the other Rishayim, halacha is like the Rabbim, even Lachomer. Number four, the Chaznish writes, the only Machlekes in the Gemara that we go after lean opinion by Erev, even when it's a Yachid Negid Rabbim. Machlekes Apaiskim, depending on the Rav is the Halacha, we don't go after lean opinion when he's a Yachid. For the Bechay Yisrael writes, that even by Machlekes Apaiskim, we go after the lenient opinion. Dish number 78. If a gadol, if an adult is financially dependent on his father, but not because of obligations. Just because the father continued to support him even after his time of obligations finished, Achash Shulchan writes that according to what he himself writes on Chash Mishpah and Reish Ayin, that in such a case his Metzigus is his father. If that's the case, according to the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that a gadol is someone that's not financially dependent, so this gadol, even if he's married, is considered that he's same Achash Shulchan Aruch, and he cannot be mezakeh through him. But that's the case, Allah, you have to be machmer, l'ketchila, not to be mezakeh through him. However, in the steam of the place, it sounds like that in all cases, you would be l'ketchila, be able to be mezakeh through him. Dush number 79. So too, he said that he does everything based on himself, not on his father. So he said, so then you could even like a tefillin zakeh through him. So too, if let's say a woman got married and got divorced, Kav Chaim writes that the halacha is like married and can be zakeh through him, but if only got engaged and not married, cannot be zakeh through him because he's still doing based on what his father tells him. Meaning, if the man, not if a woman, if a man got married, got divorced. So then we still have lacha like a married person. He's like independent. But if he's only engaged, then that would still be considered al dasav.